Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're looking at the second Mishnah of the first Perek. There is a mention here. The Mishnah looks very much like the Mishnah at the beginning of the second Perek of Zvachim that lists all of the different psulim, either individuals or people in a certain status or people who are not properly prepared, who would invalidate a korban. But there's an extra mention at the beginning of this Mishnah that does not parallel out of Zvachim, and that'll be part of our focus. Echad minchat chotei, v'echad kol hamnachot shekmatzan, here we go, zar, onein, tful yom, mechusar begodim, chusar kipurim, shlo rachutz yodayim v'raglav, arel, tameh, yoshev, v'agavei kelim, agavei memal, agavei ragelecha, v'ro, pasul. All 10 of those, which are laid out with translation in the handout, we saw in the second parak of Zvachim. We know what they all are. And they are all pasul. By the way, it's not just kmitzah, but it's also any of the other avodot. However, the reason kmitzah is mentioned here is because of the following. Kamatz bismol, this is number 11. If you did it with the left hand, then pasul, but ben b'terah omer yachzir v'yachzor v'ikmotz b'yamin. So in order to understand this, we have to kind of describe what the whole procedure looks like. The Yisrael, whoever's offering the korban, brings in a basket with the flour. It's properly prepared. And then he brings it, and the Kohen does kmitzah from that kli, picks it up, and then puts it into another kli. So Ben Batera says, if you did it with your left hand, then just put it back in the original kli and pick it up with the right hand. In other words, we could do a do-over here. Now, that is going to be the focus of a lot of our discussion. Now, kamatz ve'ala b'yadot sur or garger melech or koret shelavona. Let's say you did the kmitzah, and the next Mishnah we'll look at, which is really the end of Mishnah Bet, we'll look at how to do kmitzah. And let's say inside your palm, there was either a little pebble, or a little piece of salt, or a little piece of levona, which goes with the mincha, but is separated. Pasul. Why? Neisha amrua kometz hayater v'chaser. Pasul. If you do kmitzah and you end up with too much or too little, it's pasul. Now, vezo hayater, what is yater? Shekmatzom mevoratz. If you do the kmitzah and it's heaping over the top or the bottoms of the three fingers. V'chaser, what's that? Shekmatzom v'rashetz botav. If you did it with the tips of your fingers instead of with the whole finger. And again, we'll see how you're supposed to do it, and we'll see why this is deficient. Now, the question, as I mentioned at the beginning, begins here with the opening line of the Mishnah. Lama li lemit nachad minchat chotev achad kol menachot? Why mention that? Litni kol menachot shekmatzan zar v'onein. Just say, like we had kol hazvachim, so kol menachot, that zar, onein, etc., etc., did. The answer is the Rabbi Shimon itztarich. It's needed for Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon seems to be a focal point of these first two Mishnayot, and actually that will be part of our answer eventually. Detanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, and there's a famous homily of Rabbi Shimon, B'din hushtei minchat chotei tuna shemen ulvona. Really, a minchat chotei should require shemen ulvona, shelo yei chotei niskar. We don't want this guy who did a chait to actually gain, and the gain is that he gets to bring a mincha and not pay for shemen and not pay for ulvona and biyotze. So why we really wouldn't want this guy to gain? Wimna in a tuna, and why? So why doesn't it have shemen ulvona? Shelo yehi korban no mihudar. We don't want his korban to look all pretty and nice because it's a chotei. Uvedinu shtei chatat chelav tuna nesachim. And Rabbi Shimon says the same thing about a chatat mehima. It should also require nesachim, the wine libation. Shelo yehi chotei niskar. Same thing. You shouldn't gain from being a chotei. So why not? Parallel. Now, that's Rabbi Shimon. So Salka Data Chameina, I would have thought to say the following. We want this minchat chote to be poor and deficient. So kikam tzila psuli nami tit kasher. Maybe if a pasul does it, it would be kosher also, because it's like a deficient mincha. Kamash malan, therefore the Mishnah teaches us minchat chote and all the rest. If that's the case, then Yahachi Hatam Nami Litni, so at the beginning of Mishnah Perak Bet of Zvachim, you should have the parallel. Echad Chatat Chelev, Echad Kolas Zvachim, Shkivlon, Doran, Zar, Vionain, etc., etc., our Pasul, and Volema, and there we should explain the Rabbi Shimon at Starach. It's needed in order to clarify for Rabbi Shimon that even though a Chatat Chelev is deficient, nonetheless, it still requires proper Kuhuna, etc. Alma Kevet, so the answer is Alma Kevet Atana Leikol, Velok Tane Chutz, Kulu Mashma. So that means that in the rhetoric of our Tana, because he used the word kol hazvachim, and he didn't give an exception, like kol hazvachim are this, chutz mi this, therefore it means all of them. And therefore we don't have to say plus a chatat chelev, it's all included. Achanami kevin tana kol v'log tani chutz kulu mashma. So why don't we say the same thing here, that since it says kol hamenachot, that would be good enough, and you don't have to say chatat chela chatat minchat chote. The answer is itzari. Salkadai tachamena huil v'okim na b'reisha loker b'shimon. Remember that at least according to Rabba and Rava, we said that our first Mishnah could not be authored by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not agree that menachot dan shelo lishman are pasul or not ole lebalim. Therefore, say phenomenal loker b'shimon. We would think that maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with this Mishnah either. And therefore, Kamashvan had to mention in Chat Chote. You don't have that problem in Zvachim, because there you don't have Rabbi Shimon or anybody else who's automatically excluded from the Mishnayot in the first parak. Okay, that's the first piece. Now, Amar Rav, Zar Shekamatz Yachzir, and this goes back to Ben Bateira. Remember, Ben Bateira only addressed the issue of the left hand, the psul of the left hand. But Rav says, Zar Shekamatz Yachzir, if a Zar does Kmitza, a non-coin does Kmitza, put it back in the bowl and redo it. Ivanan Pasaltanan, our Mishnah says, Zar, Onen, etc., it's a Pasul. So my Pasal, what does it mean, Pasal? What did he do? Pasal at Shechzir. There are two ways of looking at the word Pasul. One is, it's an invalidating act. The other is, it's an insufficient act. Meaning, we read it as it's an invalidating act. Once he does it, the whole thing's out. Rav says, no, that's not what it means. It means it's insufficient. If you did it with the left hand, it's no good. Put it back and do it right. So Ihachi, meaning if a Zar did it. Ihachi, Hanu Ben Bateira, then that's exactly Ben Bateira, because our assumption is that Ben Bateira's ruling about the left hand applies to all the psulim. If a Tvul Yom did it, put it back and let some man, let a guy rap, a Tahor guy do it. So he answers as follows. This is a new approach. And that is that the Rabbanan would agree with Ben Bateira about all the psulim if the entire Isaron, or however much you brought, is still there. Meaning, if you took the komates out, and then when you put it back in, you still have the full Isaron, good to go, repeat it. Ki pligi, when do they disagree? The chaser komates. That when you took the komates out, and by the time you put it back in, somewhere some grains got lost, and therefore you're a little bit low. And what's the issue? Rabbanan Savri le'avim mitoch beitovim alenu. The Rabbanan said you can't now go literally to your house, but it means you can't go and get more flour and add it in. Once the thing has become chaser, it's too late. And Ben Bateira says, no, you could add more. So, but if that's the case, and that's very strange to say that that's the machloket, then why does Ben Bateira say about the left, put it back and take out with the right? He should have said, because according to this, the only disagreement is about a case where there wasn't enough left, meaning something was now missing. He should have said, you have to go home and get more and then redo it. So the answer is that's not going to be the solution. Ki ka'ama Rav leven Bateira. Really, Rav is saying about Ben Bateira. He's not talking about Rabbanan. So Pshita, so Mahudatemad Kanlo Kamachshir Ben Bateira, it'll be small. Because we have reason to think that Ben Bateira's heter of allowing you to put it back and take it out the right way is only when you did the left hand. Why? V'sharp sulin lo. But other psulim, we would say Ben Bateira would agree with Rabbanan. Once you did it wrong, you did it wrong. It's too late. Kamash Malan. So Rav is just teaching us that Ben Bateira applied it to all. So Maishnah small. Why would we think small is any better? Da'ashkechan lachsher b'yom kippurim. Remember that the left hand is used in Yom Kippur in the carrying the ketoret, and therefore there's a place where small is actually used in avoda. So we would think, no, if you did the komets of the left hand, it's not so out of bounds. You could redo it. But Tful Yom is out. So the challenge to that is Zar Nami Ashkechan Lachshir B'Shchita. A Zar also has a valid position. As a matter of fact, he could do any Shchita of nearly any Korban. Actually, of any Korban. He could do any Shchita of any Korban. So a Zar also has a Hechshir. So therefore, I should argue the same thing, that maybe a Zar who did the Kmitz, at least you could redo. The answer is Shchita Lav Avoda. Shchita is not really an Avoda. Now, this is a position we talked about in Zevachim. And this entire next piece is directly out of Zvachim for us. Look at this. Shchita para bizar psula. If a non-kohen does the shchita of the para duma, it's pasul. Remember, para duma is not a korban. But if he does the shchita, v'amarav Allah, elazar v'chukak tiba. Why is it? Because the Torah says, elazar ha-kohen, meaning the skan, a kohen hedyot does it. And it says, chuka, zot chukata Torah. And therefore, since a chuka, it says you got to do it exactly this way. Which means that a non-coin can't do the shchita. So you see, shchita must be an avoda. The answer is no. Shani para de kochev et kabayiti. Para is not a korban. It's kochev et kabayit. Vav lav kol dechenu. Think about this. Kochim et HaKabayit Bau Kahuna, Kochim Mizbeach Lo Bau Kahuna? How can you say this? You mean Kochim et HaKabayit that don't go on the Mizbeach require a coin for Shechita? The Kochim Mizbeach, a regular Korban, doesn't? Rav Sheish Beredu Avidi, Midra Havi, Amarot Negaim. He says, sure. Take a look at this. Amarot Negaim are not an Avoda. Deciding when somebody's a Metzora, when somebody's finished being a Metzora, has nothing to do with Avodat HaMikdash. Avoda Ninu Bau Kahuna. Nonetheless, the Torah says only a coin can do it. So only a coin can do the Shechita, the Para. Doesn't make Shechita an Avoda. So therefore, we would argue that a czar is no different than a tful yom, etc. He's never allowed to do any avodah. The small is the only one that is a little bit closer, and therefore we needed to mention small, and therefore we would think that when Ben Bethera made his comment about small, it was only small that you could redo. Therefore, Rav says, no, it's all of them. Now, v'nelef mibama, why don't we learn from the fact that a czar can do any of the avodot at a bama, which we dealt with, of course, very recently at the end of Zvachim. And you're going to tell me that we never infer anything from the rules of a bama? It's not true. In our sugya, in the middle of Zvachim, about Mizbeach Mekadesh, that things that go up do not come down include a yotzei, something that was taken out of the azar and brought back. Why is that at least sanctified enough that if it goes up, it doesn't come down? Because after all, in a bama, yotzei is kosher because there's no precincts. Right? So therefore, we do learn from a bama. So why don't we learn from a bama that a czar is kosher? The answer is Tana, a zot Torah Ta'olah Samichle. That is a holy mood from zot Torah Ta'olah, which is specific to the issue of Allah lo yered, and really does not touch upon the issue of kashrut la'avodah. Okay, so back to Rav. Elatama dashbin and Rav. So the only reason now, according to this, that we would know that Ben Batera extends the redoability to all the psulin is because Rav told us. Halavachi of Hamena Bashar Psul and Pasul Ben Batera? Would we think that in every other Pasul, an Onain, a Zar, etc., Ben Batera said you can't do a redo? It's Pasul? We have an explicit statement that Ben Batera said in all the Psulin you could redo. Vatanya Makamatz Misham, here's the support. Pasuk says about the Mincha, the Kamatz Misham Milokum So. You, the Kohen will take Misham. Where's Misham? The Yisrael is bringing the mincha. So therefore, makom shragle azarim dot means he goes to the place that the czar can stand, meaning in the Ezra Yisrael, picks up the komets and goes from there. Ben Batera has a different drasha. What's minayim shim kavatz yisrael shechziv yachzor v'yifonts v'yamin? How do I know that if you use the left hand, you put it back and take it out of the right hand, with the right hand? Tamadomo kamatz misham. What's misham? Makom shekamatz kvar. The place that you already did kmitza, do it again. That's how he learns with kamatz misham. The cave and the cross stomach tiba, and this pasuk is not talking about zar or tful yom, it's just talking about menchastam, mali small, mali sharp psul, and therefore they have no reason to distinguish between the left hand and any other psul. Ben Batera would say, kamatz misham, you could redo. Therefore we know that Ben Batera says you could redo. So what's Rav teaching us? Allah kamashmo and Rav, kamatz vafilu kidesh. What Rav is teaching us is that if not only you did the kmitza, but if afterwards you put it into the kli, and on a mekadesh bekli, you could still do a redo. Lafuki mihane tanoi, to go against the opposition presented by these tanoi. Tanoi Yosi ben Yosi ben Ya'asian. From Yehuda Hanachtom Amru, of Edvar Momish Kamatz Velo Kidesh. When does Ben Batera allow you to do a redo? When you put the kmitza, you picked it up with the wrong hand, but you didn't yet put it into the second kli, which is going to go on the Mizbeach. We're going to throw it from the Mizbeach. Aval Kidesh Pasal, but if you already put it in, it's Pasul. And Rav says, no, Ben Batera allows even a redo, even if you were Mekadesh. Some people say the opposite. What Rav was teaching was kamatz in kidesh lo, only if you picked up the komets, but if you're already mekadesh, no good. Come on, kahani tanoi, exactly like those tanoim, not in opposition to them. V'afukim etanakama, there's a tanakama in that braita who says that afilu kidesh, you could take it back. Now, matkev ham Nachman. Nachman asked a question about these two tanaim that said kidesh, kamatz, you could do redo, but if already kidesh, you can't. What's their position? If you think that a pasul doing kmitza is considered an avoda, so it should be considered an avoda even if he didn't put it in the kli, and it's pasul. And if it's not an avoda, who cares that he put it in the kli? It should be a redo. Why do you stop the redoability at that point? And Rav Nachman gave his own answer. It really is an avoda. What's the avoda? The avoda only finishes when you put it in the kli. So if you did the kmitza, it's like stopping yourself halfway and going back. But if you're Mekadesh Bekli, you already did a full avoda, and it's too late. So, Yahachi afilu lo kidesh. Think about this. Even if you weren't Mekadesh, you got another problem. What's been Matera's solution? Put it back in the original Kli. It's a Kli, though. So when you put it back into the original Kli, that's Mekadesh Bekli, and now it's Pasul, because you did it with your left hand. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Zotomer, Kli Shereiter Mekadesh No Midah. So Rav Yochanan says, what can you learn from here? The fact that it's not a problem proves that Kli Shereit do not effectively be Mekadesh what comes into them, unless you want them to, unless you have intent. Here you don't want them to, here you want to reverse it. Well, what's the inference? Hamidat Mekadeshin? You mean that if you do it intentionally, even if though it's a thing that's Pasul, it's Mekadesh? Let's say you have something that's pasul and you put it lechatchila into a kli sharet intentionally. It can now be brought. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not. So even if you intend to do it, it's not mekadesh if it's pasul. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say shalom midat even midat? The answer is that they're not mekadesh. You can't. It doesn't cleanse them, so you can put them on the mizbeach. But they are kadosh now that the psul is now irreversible. That's what it means. So the first answer was Rabbi Yochanan's, which is that there's a rule that klei sharet are not mekadesh v'dat, and therefore you put it back in the original kli, not a problem. Rav Amram has a different answer. He said if you put it back in the kli and the kli was overflowing, it's like heaped. So how did you ever take a kometz from there originally? Remember, you're putting it back into the original kli. How could you ever take the kometz out of there? Because it was not a proper shear. You can't be kometz from a heaping thing. Bisa tfufa means it's exactly even. Came at a kometz lay, so what happened when you took the kometz out of a leguma? You made a little hole in it, meaning there's a little indentation in the mincha. Kimahadu legavi demonika mahadu lay. Now you got a problem. There's no way out of this. Which is, if you put it in, it now goes into that hole, and now it's Mekadesh again. So how have you solved anything? So here's the solution. When you return it, you put it on the rim. And then you shake it, and it falls in on its own. So then, it's like a monkey put it in, meaning it happened by itself. And therefore, it's not. There's no kiddush here that's happening. There's not even shalomidat. There's nothing happening. And now you can do a redo. All right, so good. I'm like Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu from Zera the following thing. Why don't we just solve it by saying that the original kli you took it from was sitting on a stand or on the ground. Nobody was holding it. And what you did is you put it back in there, and our assumption is that putting the kometz into a kli that's sitting on the ground or on a stand is not mekadesh. So therefore you can infer that you're allowed to be kometz from a kli that's sitting on the ground. Is that the case? I mean, why are you asking it? You're assuming that the kli is sitting on a stand and there's nobody's holding it, and you're assuming that the guy took it from there, and that now the question is maybe he put it back there, and that would be the solution, because it's not Mekadesh. But are you telling me you could take from such a kli? Doesn't somebody have to be holding it? You're touching on a problem that we encountered. Rabbi Avimi Tani Menachot Per Rav Chista. Rabbi Avimi came to Rav Chista's Beit Midrash to study Menachot. Parenthetically, Rav Avimi Per Rav Chista Tani, he learned there. Rav Chista said, "Kulfi tavi bali mi avimi Allah da hashmata." I got lots of curses from Avimi, meaning Avimi was his Rebbe when I publicized this ruling, which is bala achriz v'tzufin. If you want to announce that you're selling nichse yitomim to pay a debt, if you're going to announce it every day, then shloshim yom, it's 30 days. Sheni v'chamish, if you can do it Mondays and Thursdays, shishim yom, 60 days. And Avimi cursed me for that. But the point of that story is that Avimi was his Rebbe. So how could you say Avimi studied with him? Avimi masachti takre takrele. The answer is that Avimi forgot masachet menachot. Va'ata kam Rav Chista lid kuri gamrein. So he came back to Rav Chista to remind himself. Why didn't Avimi send for Rav Chista, his student? The answer is, Sava'achim istayim miltetfei. It'll actually be better for me to go back to the Beit Midrash, and maybe the humility involved will be Messiah, that I should have a better recollection. Okay. In any case, that's the story of Avimi. Pager of Nachman. Nachman bumped into Avimi. Amar le ketzer komsin. So Avimi had studied Menachot. Right? So now Rav Nachman said to him, so tell me, how do you do kmitza? Amar le miklize. He pointed to a kli sitting on the ground, and he said, like from a kli, from like this. Komsin miklish al gay karka. You allowed to take kmitza from a kli sitting on the ground? I'm a magmalay coin. I mean, a coin picks it up. A clear like this, but a coin picks it up. Keitzer mekadesh to menachot. So how do we originally mekadesh to menachot? Meaning, putting it in a kli. No, no, a kli is that. Put it in a kli like this. Mekadesh mekli shagabi karka. Can you put it in a kli on the ground? Again, the same problem. I'm a magmalay coin. Again, a coin picks it up. So Marley, Rav Nachman said to Avimi, Imkenu tzrachta gimel koinim. Now you need three koinim for every menacha. Amarley, take tzricha yud gimel katamid. Who cares? You need three. We have the korban tamid. Needs 20, needs 13. We have other korbanot. You need as many as 24 koanim because of all the parts and all the things that we do. So it needs three. Well, so what? But the point is, he was saying that you have to have a kli that is being held up to bring the kaddish, the mincha, and to take the komets from. Eitave, here's the challenge. Zehaklal, kol hakomets v'noten bakli amolich v'maktir lechol davashtako lechol. We're going to see a Mishnah later that talks about pigul, and it talks about komets and molich and maktir. Doesn't talk about lifting it up. The Magbia Loktani doesn't mention lifting it up. So lifting it up is maybe not necessary. Maybe all the kelim could be on a stand or on the floor. The answer is Tana Seder Avot Nakid, Lo Seder Kohanim. That Tana is not listing all the Kohanim involved, just listing all the Avodot. So good. So that means that you could still argue that you have to have these kelim in the air. Bomin of Rav Shesha. So they asked Rav Shesha, Maulik Motz Miklish Agabe Karka. Can you take from a kli that's on the ground? Question we just held. Marley. Fukhazim avdin legav. See what they do inside the Beit HaMikdash every Shabbos. How do we shift the lechem apanim every Shabbat? Arba'a kohanim nechasim. You have four kohanim walking in. Shnayim biyadam shnei starim. Two of them, each of them carrying the two starim of the lechem. Shnayim biyadam shnei mezichin. The other two are carrying the two cups of levona. Amakdim lefim. Another four walk in front of them. Shnayim litol shnei starim. Shnayim litol shnei bazichin. Two of them to take the two starim of the old lechem and two to take the bazichin. And then, you know, they slide it off, and the Rabbi Yossi's opinion is you don't have to do it simultaneously. But in any case, it describes only the Kohanim who carry this and the Kohanim who carry that. It doesn't say that they pick up the Shulchan, and after all, putting the Levona down and picking the Levona up is basically Kemitza and putting and being Mekadesh Bekli. And so therefore, you know, you could do it on something that's on the ground because the Shulchan's on the ground. But in reference to the other Mishnah about Pigul, we said they're not listing all the Kohanim, they're just talking about the Avodot. So Achinami said Avodot Nakat, so say the same thing here, and that doesn't prove anything, and maybe you do lift up the Shulchan. So Midami, they're not the same. Hatam lo nachit l'minyan de Kohanim. In the other Mishnah, it talks about Kmitza and everything. It doesn't say how many Kohanim there, it doesn't give a number, it just says Kmitza and Holacha and Haktara. Hachanachit l'minyan de Kohanim. But here, you actually mention a particular number, which is four here and four there. It should have said, and there's a ninth Kohen who picks up the Shulchan. So what does Rav Sheshet conclude from here? You can take the komets from a kli that is sitting on the ground, and it doesn't need to be up in the air. Okay, we'll continue with this discussion and related discussion in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.